the number 12. The number 12 signifies the love of God redeeming his people. This is confirmed in many places throughout God's word, as in the redemption of the 12 sons of Jacob, the 12 tribes of Israel, and the Lord's 12 apostles. We clearly behold God's divine mercy when we see Israel redeemed in the holy city, New Jerusalem. The number 12, which is seen so often through the word, referring to the 12 tribes of Israel in the Old Testament and the 12 apostles in the New Testament, signify all things of love and faith, and thus all things of the church. The 12 tribes of the children of Israel that are sealed signifies those Jews who have been true and faithful. Note, 12 tribes, 12,000 in each tribe, making 144,000. Revelation chapter 7, verses 4 through 8. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Aser were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Nephthalim were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Manasseh were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000. And of the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000. And of the tribe of Zebulun were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000. And of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed 12,000. The entire holy city John saw coming down from God out of heaven is totally comprised of 12s. This was no accident. It is important to note that 12 is the square root of 144. Revelation 21, verse 2. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven. And Revelation 21, 12. And had 12 gates, and upon the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel. Revelation 21, 14. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And also in Revelation 21, verses 16 and 17, and he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs, and he measured the wall thereof, 144 cubits, which is 12 times 12, which is the measure of a man, that is, of an angel. Revelation 21, 21, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Lastly, we see the tree of life bearing 12 manner of fruit, and her leaves were for the healing of the nations. Revelation 22, 2. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Why is it so important to build the city using 12 and multiples of 12? 12 speaks of Israel, as in Revelation 12. Could God be leaving no doubt that the Jews are in this great plan of redemption? Romans 10, verse 12. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Many believe the Jews are Antichrist, apostate, and castaways, but he never forgets the children of Israel. Everywhere you look in this heavenly city, you recognize God was thinking of them. This mountain is for both Jews and Gentiles. All the 12s unmistakably point to God's incredible love toward his people, as it signifies we dwell together. Struggles are forgotten in a world of harmony and peace. How exciting to see our Lord Jesus coming and bringing with him a city much greater than anything Solomon could ever have imagined. Yet Solomon and his people will one day dwell in that sacred city.